Support for Insight comes from University of the Pacific McGeorge School of Law, shaping the minds of legal professionals for 100 years now. A law school journey begins with an application. law.pacific.edu.
Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. An award-winning Grass Valley author has published dozens of books about women throughout the Old West. Her latest work profiles the stories of pioneering female physicians who lived and worked throughout the frontier. These women faced many hardships and significant sexism while practicing in the medical field, but they carried on and they carried out what was often life-saving work, curing diseases, performing surgeries, and building hospitals. The book is titled The Doctor Was a Woman, Stories of the First Female Physicians on the Frontier, and it highlights 10 female physicians of the era, including one with local ties to Nevada County. Author Chris Inns joins us now to share some of these stories. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Thank you so much, Vicki, for having me being part of the broadcast.
You know, thank you for doing the work of highlighting history. Where did this passion of yours begin, you know, connecting writing to history?
I had such a wonderful high school history teacher. Her name was Virginia Upton, and she was just, she was brilliant and gave me my love for history. And I'm an Army brat, so I traveled all around the world and learned a lot about history when I was stationed at Fort Huachuca, Arizona, not too far from Tombstone. So I just love the history of the Old West from then.
I mean, you've written over 50 books about the Old West, correct?
That's right. Most of them about what women did to settle the frontier.
I would imagine the stories could be endless the moment you start, and you start learning more and more and more. How did you land on wanting to dive into and tell the stories of female physicians?
Well, I did a book a few years back called The Doctor Wore Petticoats, and I found some of the amazing stories that these women did when I was researching a book about the first female frontier teachers. And I just decided that I would start writing a book about what those women did, pursuing a degree in medicine or pursuing medicine as a whole. And it was just fascinating to uncover some of these amazing stories. So in the very first book that I wrote about, I particularly honed in on a woman by the name of Mary Connigan Rowland, who invented something that we still use in medicine today called Buck's extension. The hardest bone in the body to be able to set was the femur bone, because the muscles around it jerk the bone apart when you're trying to set it. So she invented something called Buck's extension, where you tape the inside of the leg, outside of the leg, put a rope on the, tie rope on the bottom of the foot attached to a really heavy iron, and then invert the table where the patient is and then drop that iron so it immediately jerks the muscles away from that femur bone so it would set.
Wow. I mean, that's just fascinating. And you have an example of another female physician that used gravity to remove bullet holes, correct?
That's right. Her name was Dr. Sophie Herzog, and she was a brilliant physician in the Brazoria, Texas area in the late 1890s. And anyone that was shot below the heart, above the knee, that they were in imminent danger, they would go and see Sophie. Because in the Old West, if you were shot, if the bullet didn't kill you, what got you was the doctor probing in to pull that bullet out. And so Dr. Sophie realized, I think if I take the patient and tie a rope around their legs and on their upper torso, hoist them up to a pole, tie them to the pole, flip them upside down, and let gravity take effect, that bullet would work its way out to the entry wound, and she could come and pull it right out.
And reduce the risk of infection.
That's absolutely correct, and that's what she did. I mean, of course, it was quite painful. You know, it was the late 1890s. You don't have anesthesia like we do today, but, you know, you were looking for your life to be saved, and she was so successful that she had so many bullets removed that she had a necklace made of her bullets. And when she passed away, she was buried with that necklace.
Wow. I think about the medical field today and the strides that it's made in having a more accurate representation of who practices medicine. And there have been some strides, but, you know, especially in some specialty fields, I mean, it's still overwhelmingly male physicians, or especially with some surgeries that are practiced. I can only imagine what that looked like in the 1800s when you have a woman wanting to embark on the field of medicine and the resistance you would face head on.
I was fascinated about that, too. Primarily when I was doing some research of the first woman who wanted to go to medical school and they dared to enter Harvard. And this was in 1850. And there weren't many, two or three. But the men at Harvard were so offended by women coming into schools pursuing this, what they called, they said that these women deemed themselves to be so unfeminine as to pursue this field, they resolved that a curtain had to be set up between them and the women who were in the class because they didn't want to look at them. So women really had to undergo a lot of stress to be able to get where they are.
We're all benefiting from the research that you did now in this book. But as you were going through this process, you know, basically kind of like an investigative process, looking and really getting as much of a firsthand look as you could what their lives were like at that time, there must have been moments where it was emotional for you or you had maybe even some empathy, some personal connection to these women from decades or more than a century ago.
Well, I certainly walked away from doing the research in this feeling very blessed that we do live in a time where I am able to, as a woman, pursue what I want to pursue, and nobody's going to say a curtain has to be put up between you and other men. And so I walk away from there thinking how brave these women were to continue going in this field where they weren't wanted, where you think that after you study medicine, you can go west and be able to set up your own practice. And that wasn't the case. You had to first be able to cure a donkey or a horse or some other kind of farm animal, and then you will be trusted with human beings. And so I was fascinated and moved by their tenacity.
I would love to learn about the physician that you profiled here locally in Nevada County.
Yes, her name is Nurse Watson. And Nurse Watson was one of those women who studied medicine, hoping that in the West she'd be able to really have a robust practice. And it didn't turn out to be that way at first for her. Many of these women, like Nurse Watson, were not able to purchase medical supplies. It just wasn't allowed. As a woman, you couldn't do that. And so.
So what would you do?
Well, you had to, if you wanted material to set a broken leg, if you were walking by a home, they were shingling the home, you would pick up some of those discarded shingles and you would use those to help set broken limbs. And you ended up being your own pharmacist, which Nurse Watson clearly was her own pharmacist. And the book is not just a story about these individual ladies, but also includes some of their historical medical papers. And with Nurse Watson, you see some of her recipes that she came up with from toothpaste to cough syrup. And she started one of the very first hospitals in Nevada County in 1910, and it was a sanitarium, and was primarily designed for women who were having children. And she really dedicated herself to that effort, and that hospital was in existence from 1910 to 1945.
Has she been commemorated or honored in Nevada County?
We are working on that. I just emailed yesterday with the head of the Landmarks Commission, and that certainly is something that we're hoping to commemorate her time in medicine.
Well, thank you for doing the work. What is the next book about women in the frontier going to be, you think?
Well, I'm working on a book called West Went the Word, which is about the first female evangelists who came west to be able to tell people about the Lord.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you very much for having me.
It was a pleasure having you. Chris Inns is an award-winning author from Grass Valley. Her latest book is The Doctor Was a Woman, Stories of the First Female Physicians on the Frontier, and we have a link to that book on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast, and if you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrienne Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.